This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey. This is a special evening edition.
Yeah.
Late night, 6 p.m.
Some of us have been traveling. Some of us have been hungover. Let's not get into who's whom.
I went to an Islanders game, and they gave me free beer.
They gave you free beer.
And I watched 35 seconds of the hockey game. Literally, my friend brought me, and we hung out at the free Coors Light bar for the first two periods, and then I watched part of the last one.
They gave me free beer.
Yeah. They gave me the free beer. They also gave me a bobblehead. I don't know why they were giving this away, but it was like, there's nothing that said it was Billy Joel night, but apparently
it's just
it was always Billy Joel night.
Every night is Billy Joel night.
Yeah. So I got... It's like a little bobblehead of Billy Joel where he's like playing a piano with the, you know, as he does.
He is the piano man.
He's just wearing an Islanders hockey jersey and a hat.
Seems right.
And I kept it because I was like, this is very weird. It's like something I kept imagining them like digging up 100 years from now.
Yeah.
Being like, what?
Wow.
They had a sport where they played piano?
This civilization employed like child slaves to make these.
Yeah.
So this was
their god.
It was less of a giveaway and more of just like an artifact. And then, so I am extremely surprised that it actually made it all the way back to my apartment, but I do have it.
I'm sad you were going to bring it today. I'm sad you didn't.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Yeah, it's also okay. Bulky, and I was just like,
fuck this.
I can't do this.
It's too much work.
Too much.
Too bulky for the subway.
I was like, it's going to go in my pocket, and then I can't really put my hands in my pockets comfortably. It's going to ruin my whole night.
You can't have that.
Problems. A lot of problems.
Yeah.
I am going to be real weird this episode, just a warning. So I was in Austin for 10 days. It's good to be back. Sorry I missed an episode. Alex Navarro was wonderful.
How dare you?
But yeah, so last night, we record this on Sunday. Last night, Saturday, I did two shows. They ended about 12:45 in the morning. And then I just sat at a bar until it was time to go to the airport for my 5:30 flight.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And I've kind of slept a little bit.
Were you like drunk at the airport?
No, I'd had like two drinks, and then the last call in Austin is 2, but this is the bar that, like, shout out to Mugshots on E7th, like, everyone go there.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's the best. It's like the comedy bar, like, it's always been the bar that everybody goes to after shows. And you know, when I lived there, I was like a regular. So they were like, you're going to the airport. You can just sit here while we close up. And like, so they like gave me coffee.
And all the bartenders start smoking and you're like, I'm very cool.
I felt really cool. And like bartenders, especially like Texas bartender, like good accent. They're like really cute, really charming. I felt like very cool that I got to sit at the bar.
Did someone try to come in and they got shut down? And you were like, fuck you, man.
Look at the sign, man.
Yeah.
We're closed.
It was fun, but I'm in a weird place.
Yeah, I think we all, three of us are.
New York City.
Yeah.
Baby.
Holly, weird city, New York.
Holly, weird city.
Yeah.
The famous thing we all call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
Good night, folks. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks everybody for showing up digitally.
Ran a little short this week. We'll see you later.
Yeah, ran out of steam quite early. Not a lot of coal on the pile.
When I was in Austin, a bunch of people said they listened to this, though. That made me really happy.
Just like random people?
Like comedian friends of mine and stuff, which like, that makes me feel really good because I don't listen to anybody's shit.
I don't listen
I'm an
to
asshole.
Anything. I don't listen to this podcast.
Fuck no. Are you kidding me?
I don't listen.
I feel like it's like a weird, like listening to your own thing is like I don't know. That to me feels like really narcissistic. Like
I do it sometimes just to kind of try to take myself out of myself and try to listen objectively and think.
Yeah.
A, what do people like about this? Which is like something.
Which is a mystery.
But also, like, I wonder how I can improve this. Like, what are the bad habits I have in doing? Like, I listen to it sometimes.
Sometimes
we have a really goofy bit, and I'm like, I want to listen to us call Eli a pig a bunch and laugh. That's true.
Eli also listens to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have Shelby cut you guys out and send me just pure mainline Eli cuts.
The opposite of the live show.
Yeah, yeah. But I've listened to them in the beginning, like, in a weird almost, like, taking notes sort of way.
Yeah.
Like, am I interrupting people a lot?
Right.
Am I unfunny forever? Am I a bad person? But...
It's like how you record all your sets and then definitely never listen to them again. Like,
fucking, okay,
just a classic. Full notes app.
God, I know. It's one of those things where it's like, I know my stand-up would get 200% better if I just recorded and listened to all my
hard
sets.
Pass.
I feel like I've made a lot of sacrifices for like comedy. That is not what I'm willing to make. I can't do it.
You know I write on stage, baby.
I'm not
writing anything down ever.
I love when people are like, yeah, I write on stage. Oh, you're lazy. Yeah, same.
Yes.
Same.
They call me Eli Goldman. That's me.
It works. Sometimes you're on stage, you come up with a hot new bit, you forget it after the set.
Exactly.
You didn't record it, so it's gone forever. Like it's called fucking fun and exciting ephemeral comedy.
Exactly.
Baby.
It's called being in the moment.
Yeah,
it's present.
Right.
It's a live experience.
Get your nose out of that fucking book. Live life.
Who are you yelling at?
I don't know.
It's just that Adrien Grenier Instagram post. Like, sorry, I haven't posted in a while. I've been living in the moment. It's just like a selfie of him in front of the ocean.
Oh, God.
It's like, thanks, man. Sorry, it's been a while. I've been out living my life. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not on the computer.
I once in New Orleans did this straight from the bar to the airport. But it was
straight from the bar to the jail.
Yeah.
The
bar was a strip club.
Yeah.
And I was covered
drunk,
in glitter,
right?
And I was really drunk.
That I wasn't like drunk, but okay, so I'd had shows, so I was wearing like pretty heavy makeup because it's like, you know, stage.
Full beat,
as they say. I had a full beat.
And
then, where did you learn that? I'm proud of you.
The internet.
Eli loves
where I learn
makeup.
Everything.
Yeah.
He accidentally, YouTube autoplayed a makeup tutorial once by accident.
Yeah, I just watched somebody dab a beauty blender for a long time.
He knows what a beauty blender is.
I'm smart at only things that are on the internet and dumb at everything else.
But so
when
like,
was the Civil War? I don't know.
1571.
I was going to guess a different century.
That's totally wrong. Completely wrong.
1902. 1904.
Yes.
1969.
So, let me finish my goddamn story.
Sorry, I was talking about the Civil War.
No, you aren't. You're both just saying random dates that have nothing to do with the Civil War.
The Civil War.
I remember it well. What? All right, so what's going on? Beauty blenders? What's happening?
So I'm in a full beat. I do my shows. I go to the bar. I'm hanging out. I had like two drinks all night. But, you know, the makeup is somewhat... It's not looking as pristine. And then I go to the airport, and, like, I haven't shat, like, my hair is greasy, and my makeup is, like, kind of running, and then I get a bottle of water, and I sit down, and I was, like, adjusting stuff, and I had it between my legs, and I accidentally squeezed, and so water went everywhere, and it looked like I peed my pants, and so then I had to get on the plane.
Like one of those muscle ladies that crushes watermelons?
Exactly. It didn't like, it wasn't like a jet. It wasn't like an explosion.
You didn't hit yourself in the face.
You gave yourself a water bottle facial by accident. Oh!
It wasn't like Mentos and Diet Coke or anything. It wasn't like cream, but it was like enough.
Oh, man.
It's like, shit!
Just
goes like 5 feet in the air.
So you got on the plane, no problem.
So I just like, I had to get on the plane and like all these people saw me walk onto the plane, clearly had not slept, like sitting at a bar. So I like smell like cigarettes and like I'm disgusting with pee pants.
Did anyone pull their kids away from you? Were you in, was at that level of...
Get away from the pee pants rat lady.
Just like not pull her away, but just kind of like, you know, hug them a little closer.
No, I think it was the opposite actually. Like I was trying to put my...
Help this poor woman.
I was trying to put my like carry on in the thing. And like, I just like, it took me a second to get it. And like a bunch of people rushed to help me. And they were like, this drunk lady is going to drop this on herself.
I can't stop imagining you doing like the thigh crush and hitting yourself with like, but it's like the entire bottle, so it continues for like a minute. And I'm imagining the sound, Patty, please, the just like just getting streamed with water.
It's pretty much exactly what happened.
Dude, it sucks that the airport, you can get arrested for like everything, because it's such a funny place to do bits. It would be like so funny to like,
God, yeah, everybody's so just things. Captive.
Yeah, and everyone's just like dying for something to happen. It's just like just to be super weird in the airport.
You just walk into the airport with 2 gallon jugs of milk, like those classic teens.
Yeah. That's such a good bit, but you'd go to jail. You'd go like to a room forever, and you'd have
to
go.
Bring those, you can't bring those gallons of milk through security. What the hell is wrong with you?
You just try to chug the milk, and then you do the thing where you smash them on the ground. Yeah,
he slips.
You think explaining bits is not fun? Try doing it for 3 hours to TSA.
Yeah.
It's because who would do this, right? Do you get it? It's weird to bring milk, and I don't want it on the plane. Just, yeah.
No, I'm in on the joke. You don't understand.
It's funny because it's a dumb thing to do.
You bring a gallon of milk. You bring the 2 gallons of milk. They won't let you bring them through security, so you try to drink it at the gate.
Yeah. Like,
at there, and you drink the whole gallon, and you throw up. And then you try to drink the other one and throw up again, and then you go through, and everything's fine.
And then you end up in, that's how you go to jail. That's
how you have a very unpleasant plane ride.
Yeah.
To jail.
To jail.
Quickly.
They fly you to jail. They fly. It's Con Air.
Batman, to jail. And they just punch a cop. Right away. We have also good news. We have some updates on.
We do.
A couple friends of the pod.
Yeah. First up, his first name has been replaced by that other guy who's Dick Assman, but he's like David Assman or whatever, the man who wanted to get Assman on his license plate.
Hans Assman. No, I actually don't know. crap, we should look this up.
Hans Assman.
It's Assman, yeah.
But him, let's be the real. One who isn't Dick, RIP, rest in peace, we miss you, Dick.
His first name isn't funny, therefore it is irrelevant.
It's Dave Assman. Dave Assman.
Dave, he wanted to get Assman on his license plate. They wouldn't let him. So he just covered the entire back of his truck with a decal that says Ass Man.
In like license plate lettering.
Yeah.
So it looks
like
a giant license plate.
It's like if he got the license plate, it would be like 25% of the size of the thing that he has on his truck.
It's like a license plate for the elderly.
So I wasn't here last week for this story, but I don't know which one of you did it, but I really liked the tweet from the account of We Stan an Ass Man.
Yeah.
that made me laugh a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
We stand.
I think there were some.
We have decided to stand.
My contributions to the Twitter account are accidentally retweeting from it a lot and then deleting it.
That's my move. It's classic.
It's my
also
hot move.
I think that post like got a lot of like
engagement.
Yeah, there we go. That's a word I was thinking of. I'm glad I don't have it that fast in my mind.
It's a word you were thinking of but hesitating deeply to say because it's gross.
I literally couldn't think of it. Yeah.
What kind of impressions were we seeing?
Yeah, right.
What was the CTR on that content?
But some of the people that I saw that were like retweeting it were like people had like the red X and they were like, you know, like shadow banned, like Teacot, you know, like,
that's
like, well, you probably shouldn't look into anything else about this.
Everybody loves an ass man.
Yeah. It's really cross party lines. The classic ass man bit.
I like that. Cause like, I do think it's fun. Like we got that review, like right when we started, we're like, you guys are really funny, but like you make fun of Trump too much. Like maybe some of those people will start listening and be confused.
And then we stopped. Forever.
And then we stopped talking about Trump,
No, we just, we became all right because we are a podcast for the people, and the people want us to be super all right.
The people have spoken.
We stopped making fun of him because everyone else is doing such a good job.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're working. Getting it.
And it's working, and he's going to resign. And that's it. So,
why would you beat a dead, horse? That horse is, he's going to be executed on the White House front lawn. So.
That's true.
Right. There's why really nothing else to say. Down?
Good luck. Continue good luck, and kudos to a Dave Assman.
Absolutely, we stand an Assman.
I've been walking around for like a week, just saying I don't know why I can't stop doing it, saying Assman, but in like a kind of like surprised Antonio Banderas voice. He's just like Assman, and I've been doing that a lot. I just pick it up, try it, give it a shot,
check it out,
see how it feels in your mouth when you do it.
We'll put a link to that audio file in the description. You can check it out.
Make it your text. Send me a video of it. Text tone.
Antonio Banderas. Check him out.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
So
I feel like this the next update is also something like weird libertarian teacup people might like.
That's true. So this is in the UK. You may remember Orlando's Japanese barbecue and sushi place, which was being run out of a man, allegedly run out of a man's home.
On the move for Orlando sushi, let's go down to Orlando's Japanese Grill.
Yep, he formerly ran a restaurant. He no longer runs the restaurant, and he had the Orlando sign over his door of his home, with a phone number and a website, like a URL.
Yeah, he had a Yelp and everything.
And the like town council was looking into it because that's against several, I assume, ordinances and whatnot. He denies he was operating business from his home, and he says, all I do is, I mean, all I do, I have my name on my house. There is no restaurant there. I mean, like, he's just like,
I got my name on my house.
It's my house.
Lying straight to the face, which I love.
You tell me I can't put my name on my house?
Yeah, you tell me I can't put my name on my house like it's a business, but it's just my name? Come on. Exactly like a sign you would get if you were running a business out of here. It's just me.
Crab Shack is my middle name, I think, if you check the records.
And,
my government name is Spaghetti House.
That's right.
So that's why it says that on my house.
So the Norfolk City Council determined there was, quote, no definitive evidence to back up the claim he was running a clandestine restaurant from his home. Neighbors complained, and they went inside. They had the sign on the front of the building, and then a council inspection found that there was a bar and seating for 24 people. Again, this is not a restaurant.
I got a lot of friends.
This is extremely not
just
a restaurant.
Just loves to host, this guy.
Yeah, I love to entertain.
Planning permission is not required for the marketing of a site as a different use, nor is it required for the setup of internal furniture. In this case, we do not have any definitive
Orlando?
Evidence that shows the above address is operating as a restaurant. This is Orlando.
So he got off.
Yes,
he looks pretty.
He looks
very pleased.
He looks like he got away with something.
Yeah,
and it rules because,
phew, case over. Time to head back to restaurant. I mean, home.
Like, here's the property at night. I mean, Orlando's lights up like a business sign would light up.
Yeah.
And I guess they would have to just like. Find him like catching in the act. He's wearing an apron
in that photo.
This might be a file photo from when he ran their actual restaurant.
He just loves to host.
Yeah.
Is there a law against wearing an apron in your own home that has your name on a sign outside?
Okay, no. there's
he's
also
sitting in court with a like tall chef's hat on.
Okay, there's also
holding a wooden spoon.
There's also I don't think we saw this last time. There's also a leaflet with a menu on it that has the address and it's just like here's the restaurant, here's what you can get.
So how did he get off? I don't understand.
He got off because apparently it's not against the ordinance, the town rules, to market a place as a different place. Apparently there's a hair you can split between marketing it as a different use, but not you can't do it as a different use.
So it's better to
lie. Somehow it's okay to do one. And also, setting up furniture is like, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, would it prove that he's doing anything? Somebody would have to, kick the door, and he's, delivering a plate of food to somebody.
And they're, giving him money as he
and
does
even
it.
Then, it could be like, they're just my guests in my home, you know? So I'm not sure. I don't know how you have to catch this guy. They have to send an undercover in, I guess?
I think so, to be a restaurant participant.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in his sea bream, which is, parenthesis, coated in special recipe.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no explanation.
Coated in a recipe.
So this makes sense, though, because the Orlando's restaurant, their motto is, if you're a cop, you have to tell me.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that every time the waiter comes over. If you're a cop, you have to tell us. That's the rules.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants where
if you're a copper, you have to tell me.
British cops can't enter your house. They're like vampires.
Yeah,
they only can knock angrily with their
truncheon.
You can also ward them off with garlic. Interestingly enough,
what?
You can also ward them off with garlic.
Any flu food
any,
that's
any
not
sort
bland.
Of spice.
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants that's like a club and you have to join the club before you eat?
I have not.
A dinner club?
It's not really a dinner club. It's basically to get around laws like this. And it's like,
are you talking about the BK Kids Club?
Yes. The BK Kids Club was invented to get around health code.
Talking about the BK Lounge.
Yeah.
The classic BK Lounge.
Actually good Dane Cook bit.
That sounds interesting. I have not been to one, but it seems...
I went to one in Rome, and it's basically like, halfway between a home kitchen and a restaurant. It's like, okay, well, in order to eat here, you have to join the club, which and means then, you have to like sign up and pay like $10.
And if
then,
you get food poisoning, it's not our fault.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. Sign a contract.
You're basically signing a contract.
This is how libertarians want to run schools.
Yeah, exactly.
If you sign this thing, if anything happens to your kid, it's not. There's no laws that can be. We're gonna have a school set in international waters where no age of consent or other.
Each child is its own sovereign citizen.
2,000 children on an abandoned aircraft carrier, and there are no rules.
That's right.
Yeah.
They come back and they've learned something.
Yeah.
That's school now.
They've gone through some shit and it's taught them things. Yeah. That's all we know. Can't guarantee what those things are.
If you live in Norfolk in the UK, go check out Orlando's, but don't tell anybody about it, I guess.
I mean, tell us, but we won't narc.
Yeah.
Norfolk, great terriers over there. Very cute.
He's right. Folks,
you can't argue with that.
I was at the dang. I went to the dang dog show last week.
Oh, you did?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah,
our intro has gone on very long, but I need to hear about this dog show.
Yeah, you didn't even tell. I didn't even know there was a dog show happening.
It was pretty good.
I asked him. I texted him. I was like, "Why? Like, how did you get to the dog show?" And he's like, "It was $30, and you can pet the dogs." Like,
yeah,
of course.
They must like. It's like when a really big comedian comes to a club. Like they can't tell anyone that it's cheap because it would just get swarmed.
it was like they didn't sell out or anything. There was two nights at the Garden and. It was like $30 plus. I mean, it was like $50 a ticket with fees because Ticketmaster is a nightmare. But
that's worth it to pet all those dogs.
Yeah, but you get here at 7. You get there. It's the show started at 7:30, but you could get there as early as 6 to go into like the staging area where they're all like getting ready. So some of the dogs were like getting their stuff done. So you couldn't be bothered.
Full beat.
That's right. But there was like
just dabbing a little beauty blender on a dog.
Yeah. There was like the big English sheepdog, Elsa, which was Brooklyn dog, was just laying there with like a scrunchie in. You just kind of like, get her.
Did you dress up?
I dressed up like a dog, yes.
Oh, no. I would dress up. I would wear like a suit.
A tux with tails.
I would dress up like a cat just to make all the dogs go haywire.
Yeah. They all go insane.
You brought a laser pointer to a dog show.
Whoa. Woo. Look out. You would ruin it.
You bring like a fucking tray of frisbees. You just start throwing them around.
You can't have those anymore. Well, this is why you're not allowed to have them. Next year, frisbees are banned officially. We didn't have a rule technically.
Some assistants carrying a box of frisbees during the show and trips and they all go flying.
We should have seen this coming.
Bow, bow.
But they. So they're. I mean, it depended on the owner how much they want. And
didn't
want
to be bothered.
Like, if you're trying to keep your dog like calm, like this idea of like these people like crowding around.
That's
and,
why
like,
I was surprised that you could go in there.
Well, some of them were like groomed.
Yeah. Well, the ones that had to be carefully groomed were not really like letting people touch them. Like they were just kind of like, can you not pet them or whatever?
In a box.
Or they were in the box. There was a poolie, which looks like a black mop.
I love those. Little dreadlocks dogs.
And they had like he was sitting on, and we could sit next to him and get our pictures taken with him. So he or she, I don't remember which. But very friendly, and the owner was very friendly as well. So that was fun. But then the show went on for like – it was the first of the two nights, so we didn't see Best in Show. But it was like 4 hours it went on. It was like –
damn.
Madison Square Garden, like the only time I've ever got my money's worth there. Like it was like unbelievable.
That's long.
I'm going to have to go next year.
Yeah, pretty
sounds
good.
Great.
It's like a Grateful Dead show.
It's
like,
yeah. It is, yeah.
It's like fucking Royal Rumble.
Compared to a Grateful Dead show, it was like – being at a metal show with a guy firing a gun in the air at the same time in terms of like how much more exciting it was than the Grateful Dead
slightly
show.
Less people on mushrooms at the dog show.
I want to take mushrooms and go to the dog show. That sounds great.
Sounds like another way to go straight to jail.
I will also
woman collects dogs.
Probably like the highlight of my Austin trip was this fucking dog in my Airbnb.
Oh yeah, you post some pics of that thing.
Deeply bonded with.
Dog was good.
Maddie, the German pointer. She ruled.
Yeah.
She started sleeping in my bed by the time I left, and like it was kind of gross because it's a dog, but I was just like, I just love you too much. It's okay. She would burrow under the covers.
It's like, hey, let me in.
So good.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's me, back. Maddie.
One thing they should do for dog shows, I think, to make them much better is that there should be a different instrumentalist like playing.
Yeah, like a big dog, it's like boom.
Yeah,
boom,
it's obviously tuba or a sousaphone for the big dogs, but the tiny, the toy, that's a flautist.
Little piccolo.
Just a little. And then, like, I don't know, I guess maybe just like French horns or something for the middle dog, medium dog.
Just like the Peter and the Wolf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Should we do numbers now?
Yeah.
Number 5.
Okay, number five. We got a this is sort of just a general update on what's going on in rat news.
Rat news.
Rat block.
Filthy little rat news. The first one.
Filthy little news block.
The filthy little news block is the first one is a New York City tweet rat going viral. I'm wondering what you guys think about this, whether you think this is real or not. Somebody videoed a, they say passed out, which I feel like is generous. It's a dead fucking rat.
It's super dead.
Seems like it's dead.
It's a dead rat, like, clutching a bottle of Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you guys could picture, like a dead rat, like a rat that's dead.
Like,
yeah.
Belly up.
But also.
In the middle of a sidewalk.
Like one of those little nips of Hennessy. That's pretty much
what
it
is.
That's what's good is
pint.
it's like a rat-sized bottle of Hennessy. Yeah. It's not like a big one. It's like a little airport bottle.
Yeah. It seems like if you were a rat, the size of it was what you would drink.
Yeah. Like that rat, you just imagine that rat found that bottle of Hennessy, rubbed his little rat hands together and was like, my ship has come in.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's like very excited.
I don't think
I'm
it's
picturing
I don't
Rizzo
think it's
the
staged.
Rat from the Muppets.
I think it's possible that it was just like,
just there.
Who knows? Maybe there's love Hennessy.
I mean,
I've seen like one of like a pigeon that died with like a cigarette in its mouth. It's just like,
that's the thing.
It's wild, dude.
Like,
I'm sure that wasn't a viral, the anti-drug campaign or whatever.
Yeah, that was Truth.
Yeah. Which is just funded by Philip Morris.
Right.
So
that's
we're
why
gonna,
all the ads
now,
are bad.
Yeah, we're going to make these ads suck ass, and no teen is going to think they're cool.
I love the new Truth where they're like, they're trying to say, like, don't vape, but there's not, like,
good reasons.
A really good reason. Yeah. And one of the ones they've been doing is they've been like, one Juul pod is four packs of cigarettes. And that was literally some of the marketing that Juul used when it launched.
Right.
It's like,
oh, nice.
Way cheaper.
I need to get one of these every 4 days.
Yeah, yeah. It's just very, very interesting.
The reason I might believe that this is true is just because, like, it's one of those, like, if you had monkeys at typewriters, they'd eventually reproduce, like, Shakespeare or whatever.
Yeah.
Of just, like, there's so much trash in New York that, like, eventually the combination of trash will produce.
Yeah. Like, I don't think
a dead rat and a tiny Hennessy.
The rat
bottle.
Did not, like, drink itself to death
right.
on Hennessy, but did the Hennessy bottle get kicked over near a dead rat?
Right.
Maybe.
Like,
it could have been crawling to get, I mean, like, what? It's like a lot of sugar, right? I feel like the rat may have been, like, attracted to the.
How's it going to open? How's it going to open?
It was already open.
Okay.
I don't think the rat got drunk.
Nobody,
I'm just saying, like,
nobody who throws empty Hennessy bottles on the street is capping them before they do that.
That's a very good point.
Slugs a half pint and then screws it back tight.
They don't
and
want anyone
it.
To twist their ankle on the cap. Okay, it's like a stadium.
It's kind.
It's nice.
It's very kind. But yeah, like, there's enough like weird debris in the city that eventually it will be.
Yeah.
It will produce it. So that's rat news number one. Rat news number two comes from. A city that
it's a smaller podcast within the podcast.
That's right.
Counting down rat news.
Filthy little news block. The next rat story comes to us from Newark, New Jersey.
From a friend of the show, Stuntbird Army, Alan Ventano.
On Twitter. He sent this to us. It's a video of a man who decided that, you know what would make a McDonald's in Newark more exciting? Releasing a, quote, burly, menacing-looking white rat into the restaurant.
It's a pretty big rat.
Yeah.
We're looking at the video here.
Burly and menacing is...
Burly's weird. Burly's a weird
this
word.
This rat is
this
fucking jacked.
This is like
jacked.
A prank situation. I thought it was going to be like an insane person.
The kid is saying that he wants to touch the rat.
Yeah. People are like, what's going on? There's trepidation in the air.
It's a big rat.
It is a big fucking
it's
rat.
It's like the size of a rabbit.
People are going insane.
It's why?
It's just a rat.
And it's clearly a pet rat.
Yeah.
We out. It's pretty cute actually. It's like a big white like pet rat. It's not right. like a stinky rat.
Yeah,
not
it
like
looks
a New
nice.
York City
I,
rat.
I do like though that the kid who's like, let me touch it, also runs away when the rat comes out.
Well, that's like, have you ever had though like a, we've talked about squirrels before. I know that, but it's like sometimes you have something in your hand and you're like, this is cool, and then as soon as it like crosses your
they
wrist,
climb
you're
up
like,
my little leg.
Yeah, as soon as it crosses your wrist barrier, you're like, freak out. And you're like,
it's
get
like
off.
A skittery little like.
Because it's trying to get in your
creep.
Mouth.
Because yeah, it's trying to it's get going, in there. Making a beeline for
every
your mouth.
Every small animal is trying to get in your mouth. Right? That's every life form that can fit in there is trying to get in there.
Every small animal has this twisted death drive to right. fucking climb into your mouth.
That's right.
And get into your stomach. That is the grabbing a cop's gun of rats is getting in a mouth.
That's exactly
that's all
it.
They want to do.
It's just this primitive impulse that they don't understand. Yeah.
Which makes that guy in Times Square even more. He's just really, you know, if that guy went for a cop's gun, it would be like a Russian doll of weird animal death drives.
It's funny, like, the other thing that's funny about this video, A, I think it's, like you're saying, it's like it's a pet rat. It's not like...
Yeah, it looks like it's been kept, which is also weird because it's like, why are you doing that to your pet rat, man?
Yeah, he drops it kind
of
hard.
I think this is one of those, like guys who like thinks he's like a great prankster and just does like bad stuff. You know what I mean?
This is a social experiment.
Yeah. Do you? Well, there's two sort of ways that a prankster can be like that, where it's like, oh, I'm like hilarious prank, and
I'm
it's just
hassling
you hassling
service
people.
Employees, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or it's like a Banksy type annoying prankster, where it's like, I think I'm saying something.
Or like Improv Everywhere.
Yeah.
No, this is just like a guy who just like makes someone's life harder, and it's like, and people are like, you're great, man.
What do you do? Because it's like, I don't know, man. It's like a pet rat. So you can't see the video, but it is like a white, like you got it at a store. And it's if it was just like a street rat.
I don't
want
to infer the
Eli
rat's
knows
origins.
Rats.
What? But it's, you don't find a rat like that in the wild.
I would guess.
It would be king.
Rat. This rat did not this rat did not come off of a pirate ship.
Yeah. It's clean.
Do
but,
you guys? Okay.
I'm just saying it'd be harder, like, because if he doesn't take it with him when he leaves, maybe he picks it back up and takes it with him. But like, otherwise it's like, I would feel worse about killing that than, like, if it was, like, a little dirty stream rat or anything.
He didn't
do
ask
you guys,
for it.
When you see, like, if you're on the subway and there's, like, a rat on the platform, what do you do?
The rat form?
Kiss it? No.
just,
I don't know.
It just immediately lays down.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Just Tim and Eric noises.
Yeah.
I just... Because I do nothing. I don't care, like... Yeah. It's basically I am that's its home. I'm on its turf. Like,
yeah, I don't care.
This is where I just feel like I see people like freak out a lot when it's like, oh, there's a rat 20 feet away from me on the platform.
I will
it's
say,
not doing anything.
Yeah,
do you
I mean,
ever
if you're
see
bare, if you're barefoot, maybe, if you're in, like flip flops or something.
But
maybe.
If you're
barefoot on the subway,
not barefoot. That's not what I meant. If you're exposed foot,
yeah.
If your feet are exposed on the subway, you are probably someone who's very comfortable with street rats.
That's right.
I'm just imagining someone barefoot on a subway platform, seeing a rat, and you're like, disgusting.
Gross. Yeah.
The guy who's like in business casual, but it's his barefoot, and is like, oh no.
What about he's like in this Vibram Five Fingers? Yeah, I don't know, but it is like very funny. Have you ever seen one where it's just the rat's chilling and then it like bolts at somebody?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is really funny.
You're like, ah!
That's the rat. That rat is the prankster equivalent of this man.
That's like
just like I'm just gonna make someone's life hard as a joke.
Yeah,
that's my favorite. Brendan McLaughlin was on Karma this week. That thing was like his story about like being in New York too long. He's just like. Oh, rat smiled at me the other day. I love it.
It's like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah,
hey.
The rat gives you like the courtesy head nod, like the tight-lipped white person smile.
Yeah. The rat rolls its eyes at you when somebody else is walking too slow in front of you.
Yeah.
People, right?
Guy. Hey, buddy, it just take the stairs much? Am I right?
Yeah, well,
don't
hey.
Check your phone at the top of the train platform stairs, asshole.
Yeah, I'm a rat and I know that.
How great would it be if some scientist invented like technology to like be able to hear a rat or translate a rat, and rats just did have like the heaviest Brooklyn. They were just straight up like,
all rats.
Oh, hey!
No matter
like,
where they live.
They all sound like that construction worker from Futurama.
Yeah, yeah. But they're like, we have finally.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we finally completed this rat and his voice would be projected for all to hear, and Amelia's like, oh, hey, what's everybody doing? Oh,
what's
whoa.
The big idea?
Wait, can you guys hear me? That's crazy. Wow.
They're just like the dogs in that one Far Side cartoon where it's just hey. Like every bark is just hey. So dogs are just saying hey, 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 hey.
That's like the
That's
up
a
dog.
Good Far Side cartoon.
Yeah, man.
Hey. A lot of good Far Side
hey.
Cartoons.
The only podcast the I can think side. Of where we explain Far Side cartoons. Just describe the Far Side.
The Far Side. Check it out.
Put a link in the description.
Far
Gary
Side
Larson.
Compilation books.
I don't
Check
know if you guys
out.
Have heard of it.
Yeah. So as far as I know, Gary Larson has not become a weird, like, sexual guru, the way a hypnosis guru, the way that Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, has. But
he's a sexual hypnosis guru.
He's like
now?
A weird.
I knew he was like a crazy person.
He's a big Trump guy, and he thinks that Trump is like a genius hypnotist or whatever. But
have you seen the Dilbert Castle?
Yes, that he lives in.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Very okay, normal. Good. He's also like the most divorced man alive.
Extremely divorced. So divorced.
Divorce levels just off the charts.
He had like a thing. They did a reading of it on the bonus episode of Stefan Heck and John Collins' podcast Block Party. They had Will Menaker on, and they read Sky Adams, one of his blog posts from like 2013 and 2014 about I'm already hypnotizing you to having like the best orgasm you'll ever have or something. And it's like a four-part thing. And then it's like some people are already writing in to tell me. And it's like Scott, and it's like writing into me at like dilbertcartoonist@gmail.com.
Imagine
to tell
emailing
me about their like tooth-shattering orgasms they're having thinking about the Dilbert guy.
That's, yeah, imagine addressing an email to Dilbert Cartoonist about how hard you came, like in any context. That's
just
insane.
Fucking like.
Just like right after, like
right,
there's
yeah. Before
he's
cleanup.
Still out.
Well, I gotta tell Dilbert about this.
Toss a tissue in the fucking trash can. Open up Outlook to scottadams@dilbert.com.
Just like, you know. And he has
Scott
weird
Adams. Scott Adams is so divorced that if you like put him near a wife, it would be like an atom bomb. Yeah. Like you could build a weapon with like him and a wife, and then like you drop it and a divider falls and it obliterates like a city, destroys Japan.
He would be pushed away like two magnets. Like,
yeah, they would repel.
But he would go in the motion like this, like the way Dilbert's tie curls up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He would like go away in that way.
You could like airdrop him and woman would like, it would be like iron filings, yeah. Like shoot away.
He also wrote something about like again, the most divorced man alive. It was like talking about how when men and women go on dates, you know, the man is supposed to do all these things to keep the woman happy. And then when the date's over, when like the woman has sole control over all the sex, you know, part of the thing above, but it goes on saying, it's like, now, I don't know much about this. I haven't been on many. I don't go on many dates anymore. You know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. What do you just get? You just call up. Okay, cool.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
I'm
well, you have a very normal
and
not at all warped view of relationships,
sure,
after
yeah.
being the world's most divorced man.
Are you like me in that the stumbling block for dates for you is that people have to spend time with you on them and you're not enjoyable to be around? This dynamic is deeply broken.
It's like, you know how you tell it's just because you tell women that you created Dilbert, they just find you unappealing. It's definitely nothing else about your repellent personality and your whole overall thing.
I'm imagining him
because you know, like post like a bunch of shirtless pictures and stuff. You know, that's like that was the other thing about him. He's like, check, yeah, tell me if the workout that I recommended is working. And it's like, again,
you're the Dilbert man. Yeah. You are the Dilbert man.
Go draw a curly tie, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Dilbert, check it out. His blog is still up, I think, somewhere. So if you want to learn how to have
Google Dilbert
truly,
cartoon orgasms,
yeah, if you
wanna, you'll find it.
Come so hard you die. I guess. Check it out, Dilbert. It's always been.
That's what happens
in
when
Dilbert
comes. His tie rolls completely
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
it's the guy who does the cartoon about how your boss is dumb or whatever. Anyway, that guy is the guy you want to listen to.
You know,
so.
Right when you're coming, be like, you created Dogbert, you know, and then come.
Yeah,
you come.
And also,
so hard.
And Catbert. So.
Just shoots through the fucking ceiling, makes a hole in it.
Yeah, break a light.
All right, number four, please.
Number four.
Speaking of comedy, you know, Dilbert, first and foremost, but this one comes to us from Jackopedia Lite. Jackopedia Lite, I just got the pun in the Discord. This is as part of the mission to Mars, NASA is working with researchers to see if this is the kind of thing that people say about, like, when the world ends, what humanity is going to need. You know, it's one of those type things.
Right.
And researchers are working with NASA because the first human Mars mission may need onboard comedians. Like, you know, the human race may need laughter, you know.
We are fully unnecessary. This is not true.
Who
who wants to bring up Dan Ninen?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I was thinking, right? So, like,
eating filet mignon in space.
That's right. Yes. He'd be posting from Instagram from the Mars mission. But his, like, to go to Mars, it's like physically very rigorous. You have to be like astronauts aren't like they live their whole life to be astronauts. Like
they're basically
military people. Do you know any funny comedians that are in like really good shape that are like aside from Dan Ninen? But like in general, you're not going to really see a whole lot of that. The two don't really mesh in terms of who can handle the centrifuge they put you in to see if you're going to like throw up and die.
Well, the other thing comedians are known
send,
for
is
like how many G's could the average comedian take?
Probably a lot, just based on like it's like the reverse training of like they went through like rigorous physical training, but then so many comics have just like subjected their body to such deep like substance abuse that they're just like, oh, this is like medium as bad as some of my hangovers.
Right,
just
that's the thing. Is like maybe it's burp. Like you've tested the limit so much you were just like fine. They could send what's his name, MMA guy,
Diego.
Yeah send him.
Yeah, Diego.
Like Diego Evan Williams is pretty buff.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of him too. Yeah,
he's strong.
Yeah,
strong comedians this week on What a Time.
Some of the strongest comedians out there.
Well, you know, but the like, other thing is comedians are really known for their healthy living situations,
right? And their good personalities that people enjoy being stuck with in a
if we had
confined
like,
spaces for weeks and months at a time.
Is there like another room the comedian can go in except for like 10 minutes at a time?
I would love a group of astronauts.
Need a green room
like,
on the shuttle to Mars.
A group of astronauts being like, oh god, it's Montreal season. Just don't say anything. He's really on edge.
Yeah, just get like all the people sniping each other because they all got they're at the creek doing their audition for the Mars mission.
That would honestly be a very good sketch. Is comedians getting ready to audition the industry showcase for the Mars rover?
Just performing.
Hey, guys, if anybody can get me on as many shows as you can this week, I got to run my 5 for the Mars mission before the audition on Saturday.
It's for a mission to, like, I got to run my 20 years.
That's like your whole life. If you're on the mission to Mars, that's what you do. It's
like the way they talk about it is, like, those roles emerge once the people are in the situation.
Right,
you don't pick a funny person because they're funny. Like, no, start with the other stuff, like the main stuff.
And then, like,
does he know about how to grow stuff? Does he know about, engineering at all?
This reminds me a lot of that tweet about, like, where it's like, after the revolution, I'll be an anime appraiser. Like, that's like, like this, like, oh, no. When we colonize space, we're going to need podcasts.
Like for a targeted amount of time, like stand-up is good, but for what this purpose that they seem to need to fill, you should just get a dog that looks funny. And it will, like, that'll work. Like, just every time they're down, they'd be like, maybe it does a backflip. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Yeah, space dog.
I think
much
people...
more valuable than comedian.
I think people, like... comedy is like it's a craft and it's not something that everybody can do, but it's also like people who are professionally funny aren't the only people who are funny. Like that's a very
You need like comedy. A funny guy at the office. You don't need a professional comedian.
Exactly. But, and like I've said this so much, like being a funny guy at the office, like when those people get on stage, I roll my eyes, but that is such a better skill to have in your life than knowing how to do comedy.
Yeah.
You're like just like a pleasant, funny dude who like makes like funny jokes about the weather or something and like brightens the day of the people you work with. Like you are going to be so much better off.
If you can
so
talk for like successful. A minute about Game of Thrones and like not getting mad at what's different from the books.
I've got a tight 20 minutes, but I have never gone through a job interview like successfully. Yeah. It's not a good, you know, I think that they want to send a comedian into space in case they discover any politicians up there.
Oh,
make sure somebody can take them down. Comedy first and foremost is a sword of truth.
I feel like they like if. I don't know. Most comedians I know that are very funny also like don't make eye contact consistently. Like they're not someone you would want to be like stuck with for a long time.
I don't have one light that I stare at while we record this. What?
You guys know how comedians are really normal?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get one of those guys up in space. Like in terms of like the guy who's going to hit the airlock and kill everyone.
Yeah.
A comedian would be so likely this to is, fucking airhole everybody.
It's basically just Steve Buscemi from Armageddon. That, yeah. Like, that is who the comedian is. Yeah, and also, he was a genius and valuable for that, which they apparently don't care about
this,
here.
This is 2 degrees away from just being like, we need to send more wild cards.
We need some loose cannons up there to spice things up.
We need a guy we're going to have to wake up the morning of the launch.
Imagine that. You're the comic who gets chosen to go to Mars. You miss it. You sleep through it. And then you show up at a mic the next day and someone's like, aren't you supposed to be on Mars?
Aren't we supposed to never see you again?
Yeah, I missed it. I was out really late the other night.
Whatever, fuck them, man.
I do think it would be pretty funny, the backlash, like, this about them sending, like, a white male comedian to space.
Where's our representation?
Oh, okay, I see. We couldn't send, it's like, okay, do we need to do this here?
You couldn't find anyone else to shoot into space?
Send all the white male comedians to space, please. Get them out of here.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys can stay just because you're... personally helpful to convince, me in my career.
Convince Owen Benjamin to do it and then shove him out of an airlock.
But that's a guy, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Benjamin, the guy who would kill everyone else on the shuttle.
Or no, he's restrained.
They would kill him.
He'd get airlocked.
Open the airlock to kill themselves.
Like smash cut to him just turning into ice outside as he floats away from the ship.
A frozen Owen Benjamin crashing into an alien windshield.
Like, I'm just like, imagining him like, he's like frozen, like pointing and yelling.
He's like saying the N-word before the countdown ends.
It happens immediately. They push him out immediately. Like,
what the fuck? Yeah.
This mission was
supposed to be 30 years and it took 10 minutes to airlock Owen Benjamin.
Oh, wow. Free speech. I thought we're supposed to... Okay, wow. Yeah.
All comedy clubs should have an airlock. That's what But imagine we shove fucking Owen Benjamin out the airlock. He freezes and tumbles through space, like collides with an alien craft. They bring him aboard, defrost him. He just starts doing comedy.
And then they blow up
and
Earth.
And then they blow up Earth.
Where are you from again?
Earth.
Okay, yeah, I gotta deal with this. This sucks.
I don't know what those words mean, but they sound degrading.
I hate this. Yeah, just immediately
take care of this.
Just see the beam hit. Yeah.
But then right before they hit the button, someone shows them like the duck vine. And they're like, all right, we'll give you guys another chance. Right.
We may need, don't send it. Just don't do that. All right. Just hopefully you find somebody who ends up being kind of funny in the way that you need.
Just like get a genius who's in great shape, who was fat as a kid.
Yeah.
Like that's all you need. And they'll be fine.
Make a guy, you know, get a guy who would, or a gal who would be like, you know, so what's it like outside today? Oh, is it the void of space, you know, dark and night? Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
That's all you need.
Minus 100 degrees or whatever it is out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys know what's against me? Okay. Yeah, so best of luck to the people going to Mars whenever that happens. Presumably in time to be humanity's last hope. That's what I assume is going to be.
Hopefully.
I'm going to fuck Mars.
Yeah. Now, if they want to send a bunch of comedians into a shuttle that's going to blow up in a huge disaster like the Challenger, I volunteer for that one. Let's put a stop to this thing.
Well, now that we've brought up the Challenger.
It had to come eventually.
Move it right along.
Number 3.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get it because I'm not going to dump down my comedy for them, all right? It's like, you did a Challenger joke in your NASA audition? Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Just being self-destructive even on your audition for the most self-destructive thing you can do.
Right. A lot of astronauts in here, huh?
Ooh.
Yes.
That joke deserved...
Somebody from the back, yeah!
That joke deserved a lot better. It's like, so did the people on the Challenger.
That Big Bird fact is always... Can you imagine if that had happened?
Oh, Big Bird was going to be on the Challenger?
Big Bird was going to be on the Challenger, but he didn't fit. And then children would have watched Big Bird explode on television.
Fun fact. This isn't a fun fact, but...
I don't know if you guys know, Big Bird is actually a human inside the suit.
What?
My parents were friends with someone on the
like
Challenger.
A human.
What?
My parents were friends with someone on the Challenger, well, so fuck you guys.
I talked about Big Bird. He did the bad stuff.
We're having the rug pulled off from under us here.
It's okay. Honestly, like, it is surprising how often I will be in a situation with comedians where someone will make a joke about the Challenger.
You should make it really weird every time.
I try to. Well, not because I'm offended, just because it's like funny.
I mean, what
to
are the odds? It just seems like a safe thing to, you
exactly.
Know,
yeah. That's why it's like the weirdest thing. To be like, yeah, no, my like neighbor growing up was the teacher on the Challenger. They named our high school auditorium after her.
Oh boy. No, but
well, sorry,
it's one of those like it's like one of the She's disasters not listening. That it's okay. you like. It's one of the goat.
Sorry. This is how I deal
or
with
Or she's always.
When we
listening.
Die, that's it. That's it.
All right. What's,
hey, what's going
three?
On, number three?
Yeah. No, what I say, it's one of those safe disasters that somebody's like, I can sound edgy, but no one can get.
Right. Because there's like, it only, it was like eight people.
Yeah.
Like, it, what are the chances? I'm like the one person who's going to be, actually.
So, anyways,
I was on the, okay.
Number three comes to us from Bobby Big Wheel,
Wheel.
On Twitter.
The Give, smart, the give
Bobby,
smart guy.
Bobby Big Wheel. That's a good name to say in Hank Hill voice. All together. All the words. Bobby Big Whale. Anyways.
I don't know you. That's my purse.
Welcome to the King of Hill in an impression hour.
King of the Hill. Check it out. We'll put yeah. a description in there.
So this is a story from Houston. Shout out to Houston. We got a bunch of Houston listeners, actually. A man went into an abandoned home in Houston to smoke some of the devil's lettuce, a little jazz cabbage.
I haven't heard that one before.
Satan's seed grown and harvested into a I ran out of steam.
Keep going. No, come on.
Cigarette. Cigarette.
Nailed it.
Got it.
So, yeah, this guy goes in there. He's ready to light up a fat fucking joint.
Cool.
And then there's a tiger in there.
What?
Oh, no. This is, do we have?
Oh,
you know which one we're
vamp,
looking for.
Vamp.
So
you still have it.
We don't Tiger
still have
in abandoned house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
Thank you.
So, yeah, what happened was the employees showed up, and why is this? This story is written like Memento style, where it's backwards. It's very confusing to me. But yes, this guy went into an abandoned house. I'm guessing, like they're guessing, like somebody had the tiger and they didn't want it anymore, and it's not even legal to own them. So
they just
is that what they're guessing?
Released yeah. it, yeah.
Wow, real Inspector Clouseau over there.
No,
is
but
really
that's like
out.
Insane. Like yeah. if you have a yeah. tiger you don't want anymore, just being like. Good luck, tiger. Like,
yeah, you
that
flush
is
it down the toilet. Okay,
yeah.
that's what everyone does.
You give so it you're to a zoo or something.
You're saying that people who own tigers might not have the best like
reasoning faculties. Yeah. Turns out.
But so this guy goes in and it's
Siegfried, Roy, and drug dealers. That's like who owns yeah. tigers, right? That's,
there is also because this is happening in Houston. I've driven like from Austin to New Orleans a lot, and you go through like that area of the country and. LSU in Baton Rouge, their mascot is a tiger, and there is a gas station on the Texas-Louisiana border with a tiger in it. It's a gas station
that
with a cage
ass.
With a tiger in it, and you can go look at the tiger.
That's how big is the cage?
It's like, so the cage is like an indoor-outdoor thing, so it has like a pen kind okay. of, like it can go outside, but it's not great.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No, I mean, look, tigers are not king of the jungle, as we know, but they're certainly in the court of the
they're
jungle.
The
I think they're the biggest
family.
Ones. I think they're bigger than lions.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Look how
really?
Fucking big that thing is. We're looking at footage of the said lion in
yeah,
Houston.
Yeah, we're just watching a tiger.
It is, or yeah, said tiger. It is a full-grown tiger.
It's,
it is
yeah.
very scary.
Yeah, it's a real tiger, folks. But so
oh,
one of the things
cute. It's so cute.
Yeah,
look at
I,
its
they
big
used
paws.
To. Guys, we got to do this podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm tired, and there's a cute tiger.
I know. I was gonna say too, like Michigan used to do that. It was a fun thing where like we never had a mascot. We just had a live fucking Wolverine in a cage. And whenever they were like
no.
time for the mascot, it would just be people that walk out with this furious Wolverine in a cage.
You guys know how Wolverine sounds?
On a litter. Yeah.
I'm just imagining it screaming.
Yeah. His name was Biff. Biff the Wolverine.
Biff the Furious Wolverine.
Don't take a picture, Shelby. But so, yeah, to these two, there's two people that went into the house to smoke weed, and they saw the tiger, and as the joke you might make is, they kind of assumed they were hallucinating. They were like, oh, this weed is laced, and then,
they're just like,
and they got attacked
like,
by
I'm,
a tiger.
Like, I'm picturing there's like, it took, and then they just like, look at the joint for a second,
yeah.
right? It's one of those.
This is also like, this is so weird because like, I feel like, who goes into an abandoned house to smoke weed over the age of like, 17? Like, You should be able to smoke weed in your own place.
That's
like,
right.
Why are they?
Yeah,
it's just very movie-like that. It's like we're gonna sneak into an abandoned house and then we're going to think our weed is.
Well, this guy has an apartment in the police station. So
yeah, okay. He lives in.
It's tough for him.
Yeah, but I'm definitely just imagining sort of that. So like, it does look like a tiger to you. I think it looks like a tiger.
They could have died. That's you know.
Yeah.
It was in a cage in the house. Sorry to ruin.
Oh, wow.
But they walked into the garage and there was
fucking crazy.
A cage with a live tiger in it.
Did you guys see? I'm still mad about this. People kept posting on Twitter this week about this like article about this couple that had a puma, and they're like, oh, they have a puma, and it's like they treat it like a spoiled house cat, and it lives in their one bedroom apartment. And I'm like, that puma's gonna fucking kill those people, and they're gonna deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't. Haven't you people seen Roar? Like, this is...
No.
Have you heard about Roar?
It's a Katy Perry music video.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Roar is a movie that was made in the late 70s. It took 11 years to make, and it was Tippi Hedren and Melanie Griffith is her daughter, and they starred in this movie that involved they raised lions to be in this movie. They had like a pet lion in their house and they were like raising lions for this shoot, and every person on the shoot was injured. Like people almost died.
Have a lot of people seen this movie?
Yeah, they re-released it in 2015 and it's like fucking crazy.
Melanie
Griffith grew up on a ranch full of lions, and one of them attacked her, and she had to have facial reconstructive surgery.
Oh, man, it ate her face?
It ate her face.
What's the other old movie where it's like a tiger, where it's like bringing up baby, and it's just like a tiger in a house?
I don't know.
What is... Did I make this movie up? Shelby, there's like a movie... There's a movie called like Bringing Up Baby.
We're watching the trailer of Roar, and it's just lions fucking attacking
people. Like Walt Disney went insane and shot a snuff film version of Swiss Family Robinson.
It's insane. Yeah, so moral of the story...
This looks bad.
Moral of the story,
starting
don't
to think this wasn't a good idea.
Adopt wild animals. They will kill you even if you're friendly with them.
How did they remake it? They
didn't remake
killed
it.
Killed more people? Oh,
no,
okay.
they re-released it.
Well, the other thing is that they're like so powerful that they don't even need to be trying to kill you to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, they could be trying to play with you or protect you in some way.
So... What they said, like, I remember reading about this. I was reading about it recently because of this puma thing. And, like, what they said was, because there was this photo essay in Life magazine of this pet lion that Tippi Hedren had, like, in their house. Like, it was sleeping in Melanie Griffith's bed and stuff. And they were like, when we had the lion in the house, the lion was, like, super friendly and chill and was just, like, a big house cat. But then we did this movie and we had to act frightened of them.
Yeah.
And they got freaked out and they attacked us. And it was really stupid. So,
yeah,
don't have wild animals.
Yeah, did you ever see that video of the guy who was, like, raising the lion and he got separated? Like, they, like, put the lion back to the wild when it was, like, a cub. And then, like, years later, they went to, like, visit the
and
preserve.
And it, like, hugged them.
Yeah, and they play, like, I Will Always Love You by Whitney. Yeah, that was nice.
I saw that, and I was like, cool, I also know about Roar. This lion would eat them in a second. They're lucky they didn't run into this lion when it was hungry.
Also, check out Bringing Up Baby, made in 1938, and it's just a couple who has a leopard.
Aww.
And it's cute. And know why. It's in a baby carriage in this photo.
Okay, it's like a tiny baby leopard.
Yeah, so shout out to my mom for making me watch that movie once and it having apparently more of an effect on me than I thought.
Shout out to Eli's mom.
Yeah. Even like dogs and stuff. Like, you know.
They can kill you.
Well, just like, they're still animals. Like, I love animals, but like.
Dogs are like domesticated though, fully. Like,
yeah, I mean, like the likelihood of
think
a dog.
This guy would ever hurt anybody.
Was just throwing us Willy.
Willy, come on.
But like, okay, if like you die and Willy's hungry, you're getting eaten.
Yeah.
Like, or you know, if he like gets upset and you're like in the like, it's an animal.
Yeah.
It's fine. He still loves you.
Yeah.
But like, he would eat you.
He would.
If you didn't feed him, he would try to eat you.
That's fair. So might
a human.
Really?
And next, number four. No. I do think they talked
sorry
about...
Sorry to go on a big rant
Yeah,
about.
But to what you were saying, too, classic like, they talked a little bit about what a tiger actually needs to be, like, in a good... And you need, like, an acre of space for a tiger. I thought it was funny because they were talking about reasons not to own a tiger. And they were like, it needs an acre of space, it has a very specific diet, and it's a lifetime commitment. And I'm like... all pets are a lifetime commitment, but that's not just tigers. Like, if you have a cat, you can't just, like...
kill it when you're tired of it. Like,
did they mean because it has a long lifespan, or just like maybe. You have to take care of this tiger forever?
It's like a tortoise. It's like it's going to live longer than you. You have to will it to your children.
Yeah. That is the best gift for.
It's so
the
mean.
Best gift for an enemy is just buy them a pet turtle. Lives like 80 fucking years. You have to have all this expensive gear. It's so.
They smell terrible.
It's so.
They don't do anything.
Thing.
It's like you have a rock. They basically might as well not even be alive.
That's like a friend of the show, Alex Arbuckle, has a turtle, and I love making fun of him about it. And he's just like saddled with this turtle.
Yeah.
It's like, I bought it with an old girlfriend, and now it's just mine. And
now it's going to outlive me.
Yeah, and it smells, and like.
I'll tweet it maybe from the account. I did one of my sketches on Mod Night was somebody. Remember all that looting was happening? It was somebody got like real riled up and looted a turtle, and then they're like, I do not know what to do with this. Like, it was a snap decision. It needs so much care.
Just put it outside. It'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you definitely won't hear a truck and a little cracking sound immediately.
Hey, turtles, check them out.
Don't get
a tiger, get a turtle.
Yeah.
Number two
comes to us from the local news in Baltimore, the classic classic, like, parent scare thing, you know, just, it's called this, and your kids might be doing it to, you know, like,
it's
that kind of thing.
It's called Maypole.
This one, I don't know if this one's real. This sounds stupid, even for teens, but I guess we'll see here. Because, you know, we had, like the Tide Pod thing, which is just became the worst, the most annoying cudgel to use against millennials, you know, whatever.
No, it's like, I mean,
and it wasn't
this,
even real. Like, it was just stupid.
It's this generation's like rainbow parties, or like whatever. Like,
it's
teens. There's always some.
Yeah,
it's teens. It's just a horrifically conflicted little organism with nothing but free time, hornier than it's ever been. And
but it's like teens don't even do it. It's just like manufactured people freaking out about it.
Right.
Teens.
Yeah. Like, like maybe one did it. So,
like 90% of teens is like, they're just jerking off, actually.
All they're doing is jerking off and like going online and being radicalized by YouTube videos.
Son smoking turds? It's like, no, he's just taking 4-hour showers still.
Yeah.
That's all he's been doing.
He's just coming all the time. That's all he's doing.
Just ruining my towels.
Yeah.
That Esquire cover story, that's the thing about like the 17-year-old white boy or whatever, you know? The subtext of that article is the kid is just waiting for the reporter to leave so we can jack off. Just read it with that, and it's much funnier that way. Like, so are we almost done, or what else do you? Okay, what else can we?
It's 8 p.m. Just go about your life as if I wasn't here.
Yeah,
just like. It's slowly like, undoing
that's the other thing
pants.
About that's the other thing about Boyhood or like the Truman Show. It's like how much footage is there on the cutting room floor of just the kid jacking
off.
It?
Yeah, that was always funny to me with Room Raiders. Remember Room Raiders?
Yeah,
they come in and they always do
the black light
thing, and they're always like, "Oh no, here comes the black light." But then they'd
this
always
not
like
be fun for anybody.
But also, they always just did the bed. And it's like, for some of them, there's this kid, and there's like this fucking like desk with a laptop on it and like tissues.
Desk.
And they're like, well, the bed's clean. And I was like, that desk will blow
it's
up
a bio
the light.
Hazard.
Yeah, it would. It's setting out.
This kid is reading Scott Adams' blog and just going hog wild over there.
Just like, dude, that desk has a half.
See those holes
just
in see those holes
I really,
right.
It's like really fucked up to me that like half of like. Dudes figure out jerking off like independently almost always.
It's not very hard.
It's not. You figure it out. There's like kind of one thing you can do. I mean, there's more, but
the
like
penis to a bop it in terms of complication.
Yeah, like most women I know masturbated when they were teenagers, but like a sizable portion did not. Like never figured it out, and I just can't imagine how you get through those years without that.
I always hear stories about like. Just like someone's like, my daughter has started just like
up.
Grinding on the couch.
Up.
Like that's what it turns into.
That's I mean, because they don't know
what
it is.
Who are you talking to? What?
I hang out with a lot of dads, man.
But like, they don't figure out, like toddlers do that, but like 15-year-olds don't do that. And they never like figure out what that is. It's just like, you're just like, hey, stop humping the couch, kindergartner. And then it's like,
well,
okay,
it's a complicated
I can't do that.
Thing.
It's no, there's like. It makes sense that not everybody figures it out. I just think it's very sad.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't understand.
Like, teen girls need to read Scott Adams' blog.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what we're talking
that's
about.
What,
like,
that's what
you
I'm
could,
saying.
You could have your brain wiped, just total, like, tabula rasa, just, like, nothing. And if there was just, like, a dick on a wall,
you'd
be like, I'm supposed to pull on that. It's, like, natural. It looks funny. And you're, like, I yank on that, right? It's stretchy, and I'm going to pull on it.
I just honk it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You're just in like a, it's like in, what is it, a Cat's Cradle, where they have like the, Slaughterhouse 5, where they have like the, is it Slaughterhouse 5 or Cat's Cradle? Anybody?
I don't know what you're going to say.
like the human zoo.
Okay, I can't remember. I think it's Cat's Cradle.
Yeah, okay. It's like that, but there's just a dick on the wall, and everyone's just watching you, waiting to see if you do something with
it. It's just the weirdest Hellraiser punishment, is you're just in a room with a dick on the wall,
it's
but
just
you have to jerk
a
off.
Void, a colorless void with just a dick.
So, following up from that, the teen challenge here is the 48 hours missing challenge, which is, it's like, there's not, okay. So, what it apparently is, again, there's no evidence of this ever having happened, but it's on the local news just to freak out parents. Teens are apparently daring each other to disappear for 2 days in hopes their picture will show up on social media. This is a way of getting Insta-famous or something.
So you want to get, like, be on a internet missing poster?
It's basically like ending up on a milk carton, yeah. That's right. which is just insanely stupid.
It's really... that's, like, a really dumb objective, but I do think it's very funny to just be like, I dare you to go missing for 2 days.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
that kind of rules.
Where do you go?
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, it's like an interesting, like, that's more, takes more initiative than like the cinnamon challenge. You have to make a plan.
I would have to be missing for so long for anyone to notice. Like, I don't see people that much.
Yeah. I feel like people did that though. That's like already a thing, you know? That's the like trope of like a kid packing like 4 Garfield compilations into a makeshift bindle.
Yeah.
And they're like,
did you ever run away?
That's where they like to go sleep in the museum, like in Basil Frankweiler's.
The mixed up files of. Did you ever run away as a kid?
No.
Quote unquote run away.
Absolutely.
I was missing for an afternoon, but I was just literally at the neighbor's next door. And that was like the only time I ever did anything bad.
I ran away. You know, I got to the end of the block. I was mad at my parents and I was crying.
And then you turned around and went home.
Yeah.
I think I just went out for a few hours, but like I lived in a safe neighborhood.
They were just like, fine, all right.
Like,
my parents,
I don't even remember. Like, I know I wasn't gone for very long, and I know they like didn't come look for me. Not because they weren't like, they just were like, our neighborhood's fine. Like,
they were
she'll
too
be
busy
fine.
Having a party.
How am I going to run away from home?
Popping champagne.
How am I going to run away from home? That's where my computer is.
All
my friends
child.
Are on there. That's what I was like. How am I going to get to the Magic the Gathering forums if I'm not...
I was like five. Yeah. I wasn't like,
where do
on
I
the
get
internet?
Dragon pictures?
Yeah. Like, my parents went to a baseball game once, and it went into, like, super extra innings, and then so they were, like, super late home, and I didn't know why, and I sobbed. I was just, like, done. So did I run away? No. The opposite.
I would
run away looking for my parents, maybe.
I also had that. I was, like, a very... I had, like, super...
Just cocking a gun.
Separation anxiety of, like, if my parents were gone, I was like, they're dead. They're definitely dead.
Yeah.
They've been kidnapped.
Well, that's in a lot of... It's in a lot of
children's... Just you and I thinking like dogs do. Just smart kids.
It's in a lot of children's, like, literature and entertainment is, like, parents dying in
dead
car
parents,
crashes and stuff. And it's like, why are you putting this out there
lot
for
of
kids
orphans.
To hear about?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I've been playing.
They just went out for the night, you know, just a nice dinner out, and they never came back. And it could happen to you.
Yeah.
Probably did.
I've been playing PlayStation for 3 hours straight, and no one has stopped me. My parents are dead. They may be dead.
It's your parent. It's like just like in Frozen. Your parents went away for the weekend, and they're dead. And now you're going to turn everything into ice and when you freak out.
Yeah.
That's,
are you gonna
I think
play?
That's what Frozen is about.
Did you
I've
see
never
that they're
it.
Putting out Final Fantasy VII on Switch?
No, because isn't it just like another version of the same game? I want the full remaster one for like the PS4 one.
Oh,
like,
well, I just
like
thought you might be excited about it. Nah, not padding.
I don't have time for like the 100-hour JRPGs anymore.
Yeah,
I will play the full FF7 one, but
I don't have time for this. I'm going to play it. Yes, but
the other one. I don't have time for a game I've already played. I'm a very important person, so. Yeah, so I guess, like, it's funny because they interviewed this cop, and I feel like this is probably an embarrassing call to make because it's, like, it's also, like, a weird, like, AP story because it was on the Baltimore local news, but it was an Albuquerque police detective they interviewed. Yeah. But it was just, like, somebody must have called him, like, have you heard about this 48 hours missing challenge? And the guy was probably like, what? No. And it's like, yeah, apparently teens are daring each other to go missing so they'll appear on social media. And he just said, like, well, I haven't heard of anything like that, but if – someone did go missing, we recommend they don't, but also we'd use the same resources we would if somebody went missing. Like, that's just
right.
what
that's
it is.
That's what's kind of very funny about it is, like, there's no way to stop it because it's, like, you can't just be like, they're probably kidding.
Yeah,
like,
if somebody's missing, if we get a report, we'll investigate it. I don't know what there is to say.
Teens are starting fires as pranks. Oh, don't put them out. Yeah. It's just like, well, we're just going to have to.
Teens are robbing convenience stores. It's like, well, then we'll try to stop it, I guess.
Yeah.
We'll arrest them.
Well, good luck to the teens.
Yeah, I guess.
That's like a very, obviously it's bad, but it's also extremely funny to imagine how a teen would do that.
Have you checked the freaking mall?
Hey-o.
Probably
check
there.
Check that.
They're hanging out.
Lids.
They're hanging out at Claire's.
Yeah.
Or the icing.
Being mean to me.
Yeah. They're probably getting their ears pierced. It's like, it's been 36 hours. It takes a long time.
Yeah. They're kissing their girlfriend too hard.
On an escalator, and you can't get around them.
Yeah. And banging their skateboard on a planter.
They're throwing an icy at me as they ride by on their bike. Yeah.
They're making me drink a whole Orange Julius.
Oh, no.
Did that actually happen to you? The icy thing happen to me as a kid.
They threw an icy Did they say anything, or it was just like...
I'm just like, all right. Like, it didn't really get on me. It like landed in front of me. It was just like, what? Okay. I didn't have any problems with anybody. I was just younger. You know what I mean?
No, just a kid. Just a shitty little kid walking around.
But that just like...
That kid's probably... I know who the kid... I remember vaguely who the kid is, and he's probably like in jail or something, so fuck him.
But that's...
I would walk... So my elementary school was about a mile from my house, and I would walk like... twice as far out of the way to avoid teens because I had to walk by the high school in order to get home, and like lived in fear of teens.
I was in a Popeyes and a bunch of teens came in, and it was like in a western, like the saloon doors opening. It was like
here they come.
I was like, fuck. Like, I was like running a checklist. I'm like, what am I wearing?
Shut up, the nerd.
What do I have that these teens will find objectionable? There's gonna be something.
I never had was in the position to be like a teen bully to like a younger kid, because I didn't have any friends who had younger siblings that were like, oh no, they're in high school. Like, I like volunteered at places where I dealt with kids, but like, you can't be a fucking bully.
You can't bully
to
them.
You can't like push down a kid at like summer camp. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, take that, you little. Well, some of those kids, they loved getting hassled. That was like their favorite. Like, there's always that one kid who just wants everyone to bean him at dodgeball.
I was,
It's
like a weird sub. A weird summer camp sub.
You know, some of those weird kids that love getting, like, thrown into a couch or something?
Yeah.
And you're just like, what is going on with you?
When I was a teenager, I didn't have that. But my first year after my freshman year of college, I was a lifeguard. There were, like, definitely kids who, like, whose parents just drop them off at the pool every day because they were just like neglected and like
they just like love having rules, like being told they're breaking rules by somebody.
Well, they one kid Aiden, who was like a chubby,
of course his name is Aiden,
this like chubby little like prepubescent kid who was there every single day. His parents clearly were just like,
just as
deal with you.
I can hear his fat little feet slapping right now.
And like Aiden just like, he fucking loved being thrown in the pool. He was very, very sweet kid. I hope he's doing well. He's definitely an adult now. But
kids at the pool.
Yeah, just like was the punching bag for all the lifeguards. Just
but he loved it.
He was because he was like, you're my friends. Like I'm at this pool every day. Like I have nothing to do.
Weird little like wrestling heel kids. Just like, I love being like a shit. Like not even getting in trouble. Just like, please,
just
like,
being a shit.
You throw a kickball at my legs and you throw one at my head, so I flip over and I won't get hurt because I'm a kid and I love it. I was like, gym floor.
Throw me in the pool, kick my ass.
Totally Aiden. But it was like, because he was like, you're my friends. We're friends. It's like, no, we're doing this because you're a shitty little kid.
And now he's just on FetLife and doesn't know why,
exactly.
And everybody else does.
I wish I remembered his last name. I'd look him up.
Let's dox him.
I love that kid at the pool thing where the parents are like, hey, I'm going to leave for 4 hours. Can you make sure he eats 7 popsicles?
Dude, Aiden would go fucking ham on those Otter Pops. Just like blue mouth kid all the time.
He looks like the fucking Joker because the sides of his mouth are just slit from Otter Pops.
The plastic has cut him up.
We live in a society. Kick my ass.
God damn. I really want to know what happened to Aiden now. I'm going to have to like talk to the other lifeguard to see what's up. Anyway. Ooh. Good luck to the teens.
Best of luck to Aiden.
Yeah.
Spin my mouth.
And this week's number one reason to say, what a time to be alive.
Okay. All right. So number one here. This one comes from CZ in the Discord. Valentine's Day. Police were called.
This happened on Valentine's Day?
I don't know.
Day.
The story ran on Valentine's Day. I don't know.
I want to believe it happened on Valentine's Day.
Me too. Police were called to a Wichita, Kansas Home Depot after it was believed that a man was making a bomb threat in the store. And the caller said to 911, they have the audio, "We just had a customer here made what may have been a bomb threat. He said, somebody told me there's a bomb in here and you need to leave the building. He said it three times." Staff was alerted to the bomb threat after a person overheard the man in the store's restroom. And authorities learned once they investigated that what the guy actually said was, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up." So he was trying to warn people
about his dump.
About he was going to take a gross dump.
He's going to take a massive shit.
A witness to the bomb about to be dropped in the bathroom believed it to be a joke and laughed at the man. But for some reason, yeah. So
I've never been in a position where someone has like made a joke about the shit they're going to take in a bathroom, and I feel like kind of jealous.
Really? Never?
Nah, ladies don't really do that. They should. It's funny, but. Never been in that position.
There was a guy. Did we talk about this? A guy in New Orleans said he allegedly threatened to blow up Willie's Chicken Shack in New Orleans, but claimed he was, when he said he was going to blow the bathroom up, he meant with a, quote, bowel movement. So similar thing.
That was a plot on Sarah Silverman's sitcom. Where a guy farted in a cop car and then.
They're like tear gas or something. Jesus Christ.
So police were able to, and this is, I'm sure this went very gently. Police were able to track the man down and clear up the misunderstanding as, like, SWAT guys come in the windows. Like, freeze! They, like, shoot his dog or something. It's just like, all right. It's like, sir, did you make the bomb? I was like, what? Like, he doesn't even know what they're talking about because it's such an inconsequential thing for him to have said. So,
I mean, people, it's not underappreciated, but the fact that everyone has to poop is, like, always cheers
it's
me
good.
Up.
Yeah.
It's just, like, fucking, like, Billy Joel, right before he goes on stage at Madison Square Garden, he has to go, like, sit on a toilet until all the turds are out. I'll never not think that's funny. Like, you know, like, could be the greatest athlete in the world, you know? Like, Usain Bolt just has to be like, I'll be right back.
Take a monster shit.
Yeah.
It's nice, too, like, not only that, it's also, like, Billy Joel takes a shit before his concert, and then, like, the members of Billy Joel's band are like, God damn it, like, this sucks. He blew the place up.
Yeah,
like,
Billy Joel really lit up the bathroom back there.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
He poops in his piano if he has to go during the show.
Yeah, he wears a diaper on stage.
He just lifts the piano up.
Yeah, and then when he plays it, the strings bounce it around on the piano.
Ugh.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, so this guy who was not named in the story, as far as I can tell,
Billy Joel.
Mercifully, it was
his
Billy Joel.
He's Billy Joel. Billy Joel is in a Home Depot in Wichita
on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day,
y'all got any pianos? No.
What?
He just walks in whistling Piano Man. It's like, really, dude?
We get it.
It's like, you really? Okay. That's like, it's stuck in my head. What?
Benny and the dude. Really?
That's, like,
yeah.
Wait, what?
Is that not Billy Joel?
That's you Elton.
I don't know. They both play piano.
So
look, if I'm in the mood for it, I put piano in his
like
Spotify.
You're like a human kazaa. You're like Billy Joel, Benny and the Jets.
Alternating capital and lowercase letters.
Welcome to LimeWire.
Just like inexplicable underscores every like two words.
Yeah,
Billy Joel, Oh What a Night.
Yeah. Who wants to hear Help by the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Did you see this plot from this movie that's coming out? It's like a guy
Avatar?
Wakes up. Yes. A guy wakes up and he like is like a he's like a shitty guitarist or whatever, and he plays a song for his friends. He plays Yesterday by the Beatles, and they're all like, "Did you just write that? That was really great." And like,
oh, and it's
the deal with the movie is like he somehow woke up in a world in which the Beatles never existed, but he remembers the Beatles.
Yeah,
which
so
is
he
like
just,
about that.
He starts
which
writing
is like a
Beatles
totally
songs?
No, he like knows all the Beatles songs because in his brain the Beatles existed, but no one else remembers.
Is this a horror movie?
It's like a Danny Boyle movie, but it's like that's like the most like deranged cherry picked like plot I've ever heard. Like, it's
what's
like,
it called? Is it called like No Beatles?
It's called Yesterday.
Uh-oh, No Beatles.
It's
called No Beatles.
That's like weird to me because I feel like I don't know. Maybe I'm just underestimating the Beatles, but like, so you just go on with your life being like, oh, okay, I guess like there's I guess there's no Beatles. You'd go to therapy, but it wouldn't like change the world.
Like the ethical challenge that he seems to think he has is like, should I become like a huge star with these Beatles songs?
Newsflash, someone in 2019 would not be a huge
star
with
exactly
the Beatles
what
songs.
I was going to say. There's no Beatlemania. It's just a guy.
Wait, let me watch the thingy.
Good. This will be good radio. You watching the thingy
quietly.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sorry. We'll comment on it.
Okay, so he has a head injury.
There was a power outage all over the world.
He knocked out his teeth.
Do you think this movie was just made because somebody was like, hey, I can, for some reason, license Beatles songs for really cheap?
Danny Boyle was probably friends with Paul McCartney.
Mm.
When did you write that?
I mean, it's a good song, but...
The head injury feels like it's from like an old draft, because why would that change everyone else?
Part of the big thing is he like looks up Beatles, and it's just like the Google thing just is Beatle, like the bug.
Yeah.
It's not fix you. Do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are? Genuinely.
Then I'm in a really, really, really complicated situation. Then I'm in a really, really complicated movie.
Yeah, I guess the immediate thing you do is you just play the whole catalog and become rich, if you can. Right?
There's no moral quandary here to
they
me.
Didn't exist.
Right, you're not hurting anyone.
You don't
in fact,
anyone
you're helping
anything.
People because then they get to listen to good-ass music.
Yeah, problem solved.
People just won't know it's like a slightly worse version of what it could be. Kate McKinnon's in it.
I'm like kind of upset that Danny Boyle is credited as the director of Slumdog Millionaire. Like of all Danny Boyle movies.
It's probably his most
it's his most successful.
Popular.
It's just like not one of his best, I don't think.
It's like Sunshine. It's like, well, it's not really his. Nah. Not really fitting with this.
He's on Corden doing Carpool Karaoke.
So, okay, he gets famous doing Beatles songs.
I've been waiting half my life for you to wake up and love me. But I'm a school teacher and you are the world's greatest singer-songwriter.
I'm not.
That's some good dialogue.
So he does become the most famous singer. Yeah, so they just recreate Beatlemania. Because the thing about Beatlemania was it was the music, not the guys and
right.
not teenage girls.
Right. It was because it's objectively the best music in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't because they were hot.
Yeah, it was.
It was like their fame. I mean, it's like they're not like...
They were famous because they were hot. They were
boys?
They were a boy band. Yeah.
Yeah, girls were like tearing their clothes off screaming. Like,
yeah.
Like 13, not old enough to know what they wanted to
I thought
do.
It was
but,
like,
yeah, no, like in the 60s, like people like us would have fucking hated the Beatles.
I thought it was like their talent.
No. I mean, they are talented. Like, the Beatles are good, but the reason they were a thing was because they were like cute British boys who were funny.
I would say that, yeah, the music is very good. I think that it's hard, taking it out of the moment completely and just being like, here it is.
Yeah.
There's not like some like code that unlocks in your brain. And I mean, it's a nice.
It's great pop songs. Yeah. Like, you know, I think the Beatles are really good. But yeah, that plot doesn't totally make
sense. It's
just
pretty wild that got made all the way and like people put that the amount of money that was put into that movie could have just
anyway
been,
I'm
like,
gonna go see it it's yesterday
be great. I do like Danny Boyle
yeah so. That's probably fine
yeah.
It's just that it's like as a plot it's just like who okay so everything sure. is the same it's like one of those alternate worlds from like one of those like Twilight Zones or like The Simpsons where he keeps fixing the toaster and he keeps like one thing is different in Springfield
yeah.
every time
I also like
what
I,
are donuts
I like feel that? Like this wouldn't work because then you just be like oh this sounds like and then you list all of the bands that are influenced by the Beatles that still
right.
exist. I don't know.
It's like you're yeah. like the Beatles never existed, so you can write all the Beatles songs, but you have a dick like one of those corkscrew duck dicks. It's like, all right, can I go back and try again? I don't know.
I think there should
that's
be
like
a scene
Russian
of
Doll.
Him.
Have you seen that?
I've
on
seen
Netflix?
Like the first six. It's pretty good.
She
like
has
it.
A corkscrew dick like a duck?
That's right.
Yep. That's what it's about.
Spoiler, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Didn't know that was about.
It's episode 4.
Shelby, please get the Will Smith genie off the screen.
All right, we need to end this podcast.
Yeah, yeah this is the last episode. We're ending the podcast.
So things to check.
Nonchalantly.
Things to check out this week: The Far Side and
Antonio
the
Banderas.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Check them out.
Yeah. So I don't know. We have any? We got the Patreon. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. I get the bonus archive there. We got TeePublic. We'll have a link in the description. We got some. We're gonna someday put up some new someday soon put up some new designs and stuff, I think.
We have some good ones. That Bina shirt is badass.
It's good.
Yeah, Bina's is good.
Also, shout out to the guy at one of my Austin shows wearing one of our shirts.
Really? Which one was it? The Bina's?
The purple one.
Oh, the classic.
I think his name was Dan. He was very nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dan. Shout out to Dan.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible with names, but we talked for a while. He was a very nice guy.
Yeah, I have that one in my drawer, but I can never wear it. I can basically only wear it here.
I wear it to the gym.
That's a good one.
I'd be afraid of somebody and be like, oh, hey,
you have your phone case. Own thing?
Yeah, I know, but that's not as like, I feel like it's not as
flagrantly in someone's face. Yeah.
I wear the Venus one, though.
Yeah, that one's a little more subtle.
That's the thinking man.
If you like the show, maybe give us a review on iTunes, because I think that's supposed to help in some way. I don't know. We're at What a Time Pod and all the stuff. I'm Patty Mo and all the stuff. No karma this week. I did not time that right.
What the fuck?
Can we have a sound clip of that? Clip it, Shelby.
It turned into like an Adam Sandler voice. Like a habit of snoo.
I thought I was going to be able to say I'm going to sneeze and then sneeze off the thing. Did not work. Great. Look forward to hearing that. I control the soundboard, so it's fine. So I don't know. No karma this week, but every other Friday. We have an email list thing. There's a link in the at Bad Karma Comedy if you want to sign up for the email list so we don't have to make Facebook events anymore. Please rescue us from hell. Actually, we already stopped making the events, but it'd be nice to have a little bit of reach. Okay, bye. What do you got?
This Friday, 7 p.m., paid protest comedy show at Cherry Tree Bar. We're usually at May Day, so if you don't like going to Bushwick, come to downtown Brooklyn to Cherry Tree Bar. And that's a DSA fundraiser comedy show that I run, and it's very fun.
Don't like going to Bushwick. Come on down to Gowanus.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people like it there.
The trains are way better there. It's way easier to get there from most places.
I played shuffleboard down there.
Some people like it there.
Yeah. I don't go down there a lot.
I like it. It's closer to where I live. Anyway, I also have two other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal. I just recorded some episodes of that when I was in Austin. Those come out every 2 weeks. And WrestleSplania, which is about pro wrestling, that comes out every Thursday. And Kath Barbadoro on everything. Eli, what's up?
No shows this week. You can, if you're a Twitch person, you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Chili's Restaurants. I haven't been able to do it recently, but I'm finishing up Resident Evil 2. I am playing it in French because it was funny to me at the beginning, and then it got funnier to me to watch people come into the stream and go, why is this in French? And also, it's just funny to hear him go, mon dieu, every time a zombie pops up. It's a good time. Good game.
Good game, folks.
Check it out.
Hey, good game to you guys. You
hey,
know,
likewise.
You say it at the end of a soccer game.
Yeah,
good
game. We're shaking hands and we're walking the opposite lines.
And we're going to have orange slices. Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.